Nasta'idduruna upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabi Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd. Waqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة أحد صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. In the Ayat-e Karima, I've recited the surah generally. Our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite it in the Jummah namaz, generally in the first rakat. And this is Suratul A'la, Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was not just as customary, like myself, how we do it. And sadly, it shouldn't be that our deen also has become like a custom. That I get up in the morning, I must go to job, I must read my fajr. No, our object and purpose of life, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us in the surah, that where you have to reach Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la. And where a person reaches Sabbihisma Rabbikal A'la, when we hear this, then when we should think that when we go into sajda, Allah Ta'ala has taught us by our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, recite those praises of Allah Ta'ala where you have reached the closeness of Allah. Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. That Allah is totally pure from any type of weakness. When we talk of the purity of Allah, we don't talk of our, what we have got, dirt. Every hole in a body of a human being, only dirt comes out. Allah is beyond that. Yes, Subhan means Allah is pure from any weakness. So when anything, whatever Allah Ta'ala has created this entire universe, don't try and think according to our logic. Because all the logic in the world, where it comes to an end, that is where Allah's command starts. Allah is our Khaliq. Allah is our creator, sustainer, nourisher. So Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this part of our life. Our life hasn't started only now from the time you were born till now. Our life started in Alam-e Arwah, when Allah created all the souls. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has referred to in this hadith I have recited. Ala inna fil jasadi lamudghah. That pay attention, listen attentively. In this body Allah Ta'ala has made, and Allah made this body in the womb of the mother. So what is the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? All the gynecologists in the world don't even know which second Allah transferred the sperm of the man into the womb of his wife, and how that started germinating, and in 40-day period, Allah Ta'ala made it a beautiful small fetus. And after 4 months, virtually in 10 days, then the ruh which Allah made our reality. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَشَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah created all the souls from Adam alayhi salam, our great grandfather, Hawa alayhi salam, our great grandmother, and all the souls that's going to come in the world till the last day Allah wants this world to function. So all the souls were present. And at that time, Allah presented Himself in front of us. And that is our reality. This body of ours, this is just a... it's just like our vehicle. We all came in different vehicles, but nobody comes with his vehicle in the masjid. So it shouldn't be that our body, which is the vehicle of the ruh, that we just came with the vehicle in the masjid, and our ruh is roaming somewhere else. The body, the vehicle has to be parked in the parking place. So when we come in the masjid, the ruh, the heart, the spiritual heart must be attentive. That Allah gave me an invitation to come to the house of Allah. such an honorable invitation. And that is why Allah not just gave us an invitation, Allah has commanded every salah, my announcer will call out and remind you, Hayya ala salah, that I'm waiting for you, my banda. It's your time to come meet me, and I gave you a special appointment. Where are you? And if a person thinks, Allah, I'm just busy with this deal, immediately Allah reminds us, Hayya ala falah, all the deals of the world is not in your hands, it's in my hands. So you come, your success is here. Adhan is going already and you're still not in the masjid. So this is why Allah has sent us in the short life. Allah has first presented us in Alami Arwa, where all our souls, at that time we didn't have body, we didn't have needs, which was just our soul. And Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your creator, sustainer, nourisher? And here Allah made it very clear, Rabb is that great being who brings things from non-existence into existence. Allah doesn't need matter to create anything. Allah Ta'ala is not like what the scientists will fool us and say, matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. Allah is the creator of everything. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't need manpower. Allah Ta'ala, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَكُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah Ta'ala's command and Allah's system is, if Allah just desires anything to come into being, then before we can even say kun, the kaf and the noon won't even meet and Allah's system will come into existence. That is our Allah. And when we start our namaz, we start off with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we wake up in the morning, the first thing, our eyes, it should be natural. Alhamdulillahi Ladhi Ahyana. Oh Allah, you gave me another life to better my life and to build my connection with you. And now you started with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praises to you, O Allah. You are not just the Rabb of me. You created the whole universe. All the whole system you put into place. And then you made me, Hazrat Insan, this human being, for the greatest purpose, and that to get connected to Allah. So as you start your salah, you surrender in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm your most useless slave. And I have come, I surrender. Please look at me with mercy. And as you are reading your Surah Fatiha, it's not just you reading to yourself. Ulama will explain. Mawlana Masih have explained it many times also. That when you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, there's a dialogue between me and Allah. Allah is replying, Hamidani Abdi. So when we haven't built this connection with Allah, then we will be just like we're talking to ourselves. But when you build your connection with Allah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Hamidani Abdi. Okay, Allah is praising us by the angels. Malaika, that look at the servant of mine. He's got so many other needs. And he's not like you people don't have needs. But see, he has taken out his time. And he's talking to Allah. So anyway, there's not much time to go into that detailed discussion. So anyway, when a person goes through his salah, and then he realizes, after praising Allah Ta'ala, he realizes Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah's mercy is beyond imagination. Rahman is the general mercy of Allah. Even those insan who don't recognize Allah, or out of stubbornness, pride, arrogance, we want to say the whole world just came into existence with a big bang. What a stupid theory. And even worse, we want to talk about the Darwin's theory of evolution, that our forefathers were monkeys. Allah says, Inna khalaqnal insan, I created you. Where you want to make your lineage to some stupid animal? Allah gave us honor, dignity. So when you build this connection with Allah, you can't help thinking of the mercy of Allah. You just fall into ruku. That, oh Allah, I have come with loads of sins. You could have put security there at the door and say, you're not allowed to come into the masjid. But Allah kept it open. The real security we will see on the day of Qiyamah, when that day will be pounding with heat, and everybody according to our actions, Allah save me, all of us, will be drowning in our perspiration, in our sweat. And the only place to get thirst will be at the Hawza Kawthar, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be dishing out with golden goblets. Our beautiful master, the most honorable, the most blessed of all Allah's creation, who came to take out humanity from darkness and brought us into light. Who taught us who is Allah? Who taught us all the different departments of our deen, the rights of Allah above everything? Who taught us the rights of parents? Who taught us the rights of women? When women were not regarded as any entity, Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and taught, who is your mother? who is your daughter, how you should respect one another. Today we want to go backwards in life. With technology we think we are progressing, but we have become sophisticated, ignorant people. And still the only way out is, Allah says, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You're going in your wrong direction. Turn back to Allah. Run back to Allah Ta'ala. And what is the way to run back to Allah? Come back onto that system which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he entered Madinatul Munawwara, and he taught the people how to love the beautiful way of life of the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then ask any people who lived in that time. Until the Islamic Khilafat was in existence, people will tell you there was peace and happiness in the world. So much, forget after the four Khalifas, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After that, the Khalifa Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who was known as the second Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is said when he ruled, there was so lot peace and justice in the world, and so much prosperity in the government, that he used to tell his assistants, his workers, that did you give enough food to all the orphans? You gave enough food to all the widows? He said, yes, we gave everybody. Everybody got their share, and there's still extra. He used to say, go and buy some grain and put on the mountains, let the birds eat. And then there was so lot peace, without exaggeration. And I will acknowledge, and people of deen will tell us, that a wolf and a goat used to drink water from the same pond, and the wolf would never attack that goat. That was when Allah is obeyed, Allah sends peace and happiness in the world. And when Allah's system is being obeyed, then there won't be crime in the world. But when we forget the system of Allah, we forgot the beautiful life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, reminds us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la takunu kalladhina nasu Allah fa ansahum anfusahum ulaika humul fasiqun. Allah says, don't be like the previous nations. We gave them health, we gave them wealth, we gave them government, but they forgot this is all Allah's ni'mats. We have to use this to become the humble slave of Allah. And when you go down in sajda, you submit not just with your body, put your soul and your brains and everything down and say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. There you started with Rabbul Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the creator of all the universes. Ya Allah gave us such closures that now you're saying Rabbi. Allah is everybody's Rabb. Then what attention Allah gives every slave of his, direct attention. Now when you in sajda, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Akrabu ma yakunu abd inda rabbihi wa huwa sajidun. The closest you can get to Allah, so to say, you're at the feet of Allah, and Allah's mercy is pouring down upon us when you're in sajda. But provided our heart and soul and body, everything is in sajda. Not I am in sajda and I'm thinking that it's like I park my car here and I'm somewhere else. I just parked my car, found a parking, I'm gone to the bank. So it shouldn't be like that. I park my body here in the masjid and my soul is roaming around. That today I must be doing this, it's a long weekend, I must go for fishing, I must go for this. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the surah Allah Ta'ala says, O my beloved Nabi, fazakir, remind one another. A reminder is very beneficial. But then again Allah says, although a reminder is beneficial, everybody is supposed to take heed. But generally Allah Ta'ala says, kaleelam ma tu'minun. I created whole of insan, gave you honor, walakad karramna bani adam. But very few have taken heed. Most of the people today we find, we reject the laws of Allah Ta'ala, or we don't even want to believe in Allah. A person says, where is God? I'm an atheist. But tell him when he's on his sea cruise, in the middle of the ocean, and the world storm Allah sends, now where he turns to? Then he talks to Allah in his heart, that, oh God, you help me. And when he comes onto the shore, he forgets Allah Ta'ala has brought him back onto the shore. So we shouldn't be like that. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the surah every Jummah generally. And if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't read this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read surah Jummah, in which Allah explains why I send my beloved Nabi. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. From amongst that, the personality who didn't know how to read and write, but we gave him the greatest knowledge. The knowledge of all the past, future, past, present and future. We all want to know the future. It's all in the Quran Kareem. Allah is talking to us. Let us make our life according to Quran Kareem. And that is the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, let us just translate these few ayats briefly and then realize myself. Am I loving to pass my life or am I loving to fulfill my object and purpose? Allah reminds us, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You think I just created you in vain? I gave you life and you can say it's my life. I can do what I want to. It's my wife. It's my car. Nobody should tell me what to do. Allah says, وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You think you're not going to return to Allah? And like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read Suratul A'la. In the second rakat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to read Suratul Ghashiyah. Ghashiyah means, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةُ. When that day is going to occur, the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, when now your rewards will be given. This world is too small to get reward for one salah. Allah's rewards are unlimited. And what Allah has got for us in Jannah, وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي الْأَنفُسُ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Allah says, whatever you desire, it's there on a golden tray. You don't even have to stretch your legs. The trees will be ripe, the beautiful fruit throughout the season. There's no season in Jannah. The fruit, if you're laying down, you're desiring a fruit, it will be there for you. Allahu Akbar. So for the short life, Allah Ta'ala is saying, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remind my servants, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ فَعَتِ zikra. That take a lesson from this reminder, myself first and all of us. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. Who will take this lesson? سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى. Who fears that I'm going to stand in the court of Allah? And the first thing Allah is going to ask me, I gave you life, what you did with your life. And Allah got our history full. Allah is going to tell us, Ikra Kitabak. Here's your book of deeds. Here's your autobiography. You read it yourself. Now you make your decision whether you confirmed your booking of Jannat or whether you thought you were on the road to Jannat and you led the lifestyle of Kuffar and you became like that and fell into Jahannam. Allah save us all. So Allah Ta'ala says, those who fear Allah, they will take heed. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُ الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَ النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى. And those who don't want to take heed, they say there's no such a thing like that, or we can lead our life. Allah Ta'ala says, very sad will be such people's condition. وَيَتَجَنَّبُ الْأَشْقَى. They are wretched people. Allah save me, all of us. وَيَتَجَنَّبُ الْأَشْقَى الَّذِي يَصْلَ النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى. Allah says, you'll be thrown in fire, flames that will be leaping at you. الَّذِي يَصْلَ النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. And then that is not life and that is not death. You're in this world, you're in a terrible sickness, you pass away, you think the person passed away. But that's your body that is finished. Your ruh is either gone to Allah, either by the arsh of Allah, or it's either gone to the lowest ebb where people are going to go into Jahannam. Aswala safilin. So Allah doesn't want us to throw us into Jahannam. Allah wants us to come close to Allah Ta'ala. So in this regard, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala says further, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. If you want success, success lies in purifying your spiritual heart. And that is, stay in the company of the righteous, pious servants. Sahaba, when they stayed in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they realized we were like barbarians. And where they reached, till today, nobody can reach the position Sahaba Rajalam reached. So in this regard, inshallah, an Islahi Jalsa is taking place at the Azadwal Darul Uloom next week from Jummah, inshallah, under our Shaykh Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahab Daun Barakatum, that how myself, all of us can realize we must reform our hearts, bring Allah into our heart. Then we'll have direction, and then we'll know today is the day of Jummah. Jummah is started from Maghrib, and we should have an atmosphere of durood in the house. And the greatest day of the week is Jummah. We shouldn't say it's Friday and then lose our way of life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. So from next week, inshallah, the 30th Safar, 14, 15, 16, the program will start from Jummah and up to Sunday afternoon. And special programs for our youngsters, let us note it down, encourage one another, and beg Allah. Allah says, when your ruh is in order, your whole body will be in order. You'll control your eyes, your heart, everything. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. We'll all try and come, inshallah.
JazakAllah khairan to Mawlana Abdurrahman Lambatsa for those most beautiful advices. We all make this effort, inshallah, to take benefit of the program that will be taking place next week for our Islah Reformation, to bring a life deen into our lives, inshallah. Once again, a humble appeal. One of the means of closeness to Allah is to sacrifice our wealth for the pleasure of Allah, for His house, the masjid and madrasa. Let us contribute generously. Also remind, inshallah, after the Jummah Salah, there will be a nikah taking place. After Jummah Salah, there will be nikah taking place, inshallah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمتين متلازمتين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يعبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن أصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا ألا إن في الجسد لمضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أدبى نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بأنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وشد في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة النساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمد واسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولدي مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل صحابة أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وبيت المقدس وسائر المساجد والمراكز الدينية اللهم اخرج اليهودية والنصرانية والكفر من قلوبنا وردنا إلى دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأعظم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون
أقيم الصلاة صوموا صفوفكم رحمكم الله فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربي فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نثني ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.